愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
在我们的读经进度里面，有一卷是以斯帖记。
The daily Bible reading book we're covering now is the book of Esther.
整本圣经有66卷。
In the entire Bible, there are 66 scrolls.
有两卷是用妇人的妇女的名字来取的。
There are only two scrolls that bear women's names.
一个是路德记，另外一个是以斯帖记。
One is Ruth, and the other book is Esther.
那路德是外邦的女子。
Now Ruth is a Gentile woman.
她是因为跟犹太人结婚所以因此蒙恩。
Because she had married a Jew, so she had received the grace through her husband.
那另外一个就是以斯帖。
And the other person is Esther.
那为什么圣经用这个妇人的名字来取名字呢？
And why would the book bear her name?
如果我们从以斯帖记这样重复的读几遍，
If we reread Esther several times,
那我们就发现以斯帖他做了一件非常重要的事情。
We will realize that Esther accomplished a great feat.
就是他救了整个以色列百姓的生命。
It is that she was able to save the entire lives of her people.
那以斯帖这个名字是什么意思？
And what does the name of Esther mean?
在当时的言语，以斯帖这个名字叫做星星。
The original meaning of her name is star.
在晚上，特别如果我们去到非洲。
Especially in the darkness of the night, while especially in Africa,
你会发现星星特别的亮。
We can see that a star shines even more brightly.
因为晚上非常的暗。
Because over there, the jungles are very dark.
所以星星特别吸引人。
So the stars become very attractive.
那在以斯帖那个世代。
And during the time of Esther,
就是以色列百姓最黑暗的世代。
It was the darkest time of the faith of the Israelites.
因为在那个世代，他们被掳到国外去。
Because they were being enslaved and captured into a foreign nation.
那他们的圣殿、他们的圣城都被拆毁，被火烧掉。
Their holy temple and their nation was completely destroyed.
那以斯帖在他的生命中发出神的明光。
And Esther was able to shine the light of God in her life.
因为这个明光带给以色列百姓希望。
And because of this light, this brought hope to her people.
也因为发出神的明光，所以带给以色列百姓生命。
And because of the shining light of hope, this is able to bring life into her people.
所以整本圣经用以斯帖这个名字来取的。
And so this book bears her name, Esther.
那以斯帖本身呢？有好几个美德。
And we can also see several virtuous characteristics of Esther.
好，我们来看以斯帖记第二章。
Let's look at Esther chapter 2.
第七节。
Verse 7.
第二章第七节。
Esther 2 verse 7.
莫迪改抚养他叔叔的女儿哈大沙，后名叫做以斯帖，因为她没有父母。这女子又容貌俊美，她父亲父母死了。莫迪改就收她为自己的女儿。这里讲莫迪改收以斯帖为女儿。
Here it says that Mordecai adopted Esther as his own daughter.
所以她不是生以斯帖。
So that Esther was not Mordecai's real daughter.
以现在来讲莫迪改是她的养父。
We can say Mordecai is her foster father.
但是以斯帖对这个她的养父相当有孝顺。
But Esther was very faithful and honoring her foster father.
那我们看二十节。
And verse 20.
以斯帖照着莫迪改所吩咐的，还没有将籍贯宗族告诉人，因为以斯帖遵莫迪改的命令，如抚养他的时候一样。
Esther 2:20. Now Esther had not revealed her family and her people, just as Mordecai had charged her. For Esther obeyed the command of Mordecai as when she was brought up by him.
这里讲以斯帖虽然当了王后。
Here it says that even though when Esther became a queen,
但是她还是遵守莫迪改对她讲的话。
She continued to submit to the commands of Mordecai, her foster father.
这个就是孝顺。
This shows her filial piety.
虽然地位很高，没有因为这样忘记了她的养父。
And even though she has attained high status, she never forgot who she was and who her her father was.
啊，这是一个极好的美德。
And this is a beautiful virtue.
哦，在这个世代里面啊，能够在主里听从父母，是非常好的美德。
In this day and age, to be able to be filial and obey your parents, it is a beautiful virtue.
只要父母讲的都是合于圣经的话，我们听从父母其实对我们都是有好处的。
As long as our parents tell us things that is in accordance with the will of God or commands of God, then we should obey and follow.
那以斯帖的第二个优点。
And the second virtuous character of Esther was.
第二章十五节。
And shown in chapter 2, verse 15.
第二章十五节，
莫
迪改的叔叔啊，亚比该的女儿，就是莫迪改收为自己女儿的以斯帖，按着次序啊，当进去见王的时候，除了掌管女子的太监啊，西该所派定给他的，他别无所求，啊，凡看见以斯帖的，都喜悦他。
Now, when the turn came for Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her as his daughter to go into the king, she requested nothing but Haggai, the king's eunuch, the custodian of the woman, advised. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all who saw her.
这里讲以斯帖有一个机会去见王。
Here it states that Esther had the opportunity to meet the king.
所以她有机会可以求很多事情。
She had the opportunity to ask special favors from the king.
但是她别无所求。
But she asked for nothing.
所以可见这一个妇女啊，她是一个相当单纯，也很容易满足的一个妇女。
So we can see that the maiden is very virtuous. She is very simple. She requires nothing.
那这是一种美德。
And this is a beauty.
我们现在很多人呢，整个心呢被物质欲望占满。
And many of us today, our hearts are enslaved by this world.
要这个，要那个，这个不好，那个不好。
We desire many material possessions. We want this and that, and things never seem to satisfy our hearts.
那要好，要更好。
Once we have something good, we want something even better.
所以整个我们的时间、精力、我们的钱都用在这种没有办法填满的欲望。
Our time, efforts, and energy is spent on things that can never satisfy us.
就好像当时有苏念的妇人
，just as the woman in Shunem，
伊丽莎住在她家
，when Prophet Elisha lived in her home，
问她说你要我为你做什么
？and Prophet Elisha asked her what would you like me to do for you？
她说平安无事，她没有什么求。
So the woman Shunem just said peace， I do not need anything， I dwell among my own people。
所以如果我们能够找得到对现实生活非常满足，这是一种美德。
If we can find someone today who is very content with their lives and desire nothing more, that is a beautiful virtue.
这是以斯帖的优点。
And this is another beauty of Esther.
那另外一个就是她的智慧。
Thirdly, her wisdom.
在第五章里面。
In chapter 5.
一直到第七章。
To chapter 7.
以斯帖要拯救以色列百姓。
Esther had to save her people.
她是一个女人。
She was a woman.
怎么一个女人有办法去拯救整个以色列百姓呢？
How is she as a woman capable of saving the lives of an entire nation?
她也没有强权。
She has no authority.
她也没有金钱。
She has no financial power.
那她有什么？
And what does she have?
她有智慧。
She only had wisdom.
我们来看箴言的二十四章。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 24.
箴言二十四章。
Proverbs 24.
第五节。
Verse 5.
二十四章第五节。
Proverbs 24, verse 5.
智慧人大有能力，有知识的人力上加力。
A wise man is strong, yes, a man of knowledge increases strength.
这个人讲，这里说智慧人大有能力。
Here it states that a wise man is strong.
所以以斯帖虽然是一个女人，因为她很有智慧，这个就是她的能力。
And so even though Esther was just a woman, but because of her wisdom, she was capable and strong.
所以她是一个明光，神所照耀神光照的一个明星。
So Esther lived her life like a shining star in the darkness of her age.
那在整本的以斯帖记里面
And so in the entire book of Esther,
哦，让我们来看到啊，有三个属灵的教训，让我们思想。
We can learn three spiritual teachings for our meditation.
整本圣经里面，只有以斯帖记从头到尾没有找到一个字叫做神。
And in the entire Bible, there is only one book in the whole Bible, which is the book of Esther, that does not mention the word God.
哦，但是整本以斯帖记里面，神的作为非常明显。
Yet the work of God was very evident in the entire book.
所以神没有提，并不等于没有神的工作。
And even though the word God was not mentioned, it does not represent that God was not there.
有一个信徒，他要带领他的家人、他的亲戚来信主。
And one member wanted to bring his family to Christ.
他知道他这个亲戚啊，自尊很强，自主性很强。
He knows that his relative was very self-sufficient, self-confident.
所以没有办法直接跟他谈信仰。
And so it is very difficult to speak about faith directly with his cousin.
那他就邀他的亲戚跟他同住一个礼拜。
With his relative, and so he invited his relative to live with him for 1 week.
那这个一个礼拜里面，他一个神一个字都没有提，主耶稣一个字都没有提。
In this entire week, he did not mention the word Jesus or God. To his relative.
只让他们跟他住在一起。
He only let them see God in their lives by living with them for a week.
虽然他们没有提神这个字。
And though they had not mentioned the word God in any way whatsoever.
但是在他们生活里面。
But through their daily living.
他的亲戚就看到他们的家庭就是神的恩典。
And his relatives could see the evidence of God in their daily lives.
他们的婚姻就是有神的同在。
Their marriage was blessed with the abundance of God.
他们每一次找工作的经验都是神的恩典。
Every time they sought a new job, they encountered the blessing of God.
所以我们要带领人信主啊，当然我们有很多来跟人讲到神的事情，这很好。
And so when we bring others to Christ, of course, we can witness to them many of the testimonies we have.
但是有时候我们本身的生活虽然没有讲神，这个就是一个见证。
But sometimes it is very important that they see God in our daily lives.
那在以斯帖记里面没有提到神。
And so in the book of Esther, though, there was no mention of the word God.
虽然神是沉默的。
And though God seemed to be silent,
但是神对整个以色列百姓的拯救啊，神确实一直在做他的工作。
But God continued to focus on saving His people.
以斯帖记里面啊，我们看到以斯帖啊，从一个很普通的女子变成一个王后。
And Esther at first was a very simple maid, but she turned into an honorable queen.
如果我们看第一章。
Let's look at Esther chapter 5.
第一章提到这个亚哈水鲁王设筵席。
Here it says that King Ahasuerus had a feast.
但是他的王后就不听王的命令。
And during that banquet, his queen was not submissive to his command.
所以王就打算把王后废掉。
And so the King Ahasuerus replaced the queen.
但这个事情跟以斯帖有什么关系？看起来都根本就没有关系。
In this chapter, it seems like this has nothing to do with Esther whatsoever.
但是当王把王后废掉，这个就是一个机会。
But when the king vacated the position of Queen Vashti, he gave an opportunity.
就是有一个机会，这个以斯帖可以变成王后。
And this was the opportunity for Esther to become the next queen.
所以有时候我们去找工作。
And so sometimes when we go look for jobs,
我们常常想，我怎么可以在这个公司找到这个职位呢？
Sometimes we wonder, how can we land this job in this company?
因为本来那个职位的人，或者搬家，或者生病，什么原因，他辞职了，走掉了。
Perhaps the person that occupied this job before had quit, resigned, or moved.
那个就是一个机会。
And so this becomes an opportunity for us as people of God.
那个机会跟我们有什么关系？
And what does that opportunity mean to us?
就好像当时的这个以斯帖跟那个王后有什么关系？
Just as what relationship does Esther have with this Queen Vashti?
所以第二章。
So in chapter 2,
那王就接受他的臣仆建议，去寻找适合当王后的女子。
So the king listened to his advisors, and a search was made for beautiful young virgins to be brought.
那结果就找到了以斯帖。
And that is how they were able to find Esther.
所以为什么我们公子会找到我们呢？其实虽然神没有讲哦，是我安排给你，其实神是默默在做工了。
And so how does the company find us to work for them in this position? It is the quiet work of God in the background that we are able to work for our present position today.
因此很多的巧合加起来就不是巧合。
So many of the things that seem accidental are actually the wonderful arrangement of God.
好像我们提到路德记。
And just as we talked about the book of Ruth.
路德记没有为他的前途着想，路德没有为他的前途着想。
Ruth never made any plans for her future.
她只想念到她的婆婆。
She only considered her mother-in-law.
那没有为自己前途着想，就等于没有前途吗？
And if she Does it mean that just because she never planned for her future that she had no future?
那我们就看到路德的所走的一条路。
But yet we were able to see the wonderful guidance of God in Ruth's life.
她家里两个寡妇，她生活不够啊，她就要去捡麦穗。
And though she was in the worst and dire circumstance, as a widow, she had to go and find gleanings to feed herself and her mother, who were both widows.
那这么多的麦田，她怎么刚好走到波阿斯的田？
Yet how was it that she was able to walk to the field of Boaz and doing her gleaning when she could have picked anyone else's field?
看起来是巧合。
It seems like just an accident.
但是她到波阿斯的田的时候，波阿斯刚好到那个地方。
But as she had gone to Boaz's field, that was the time when Boaz also arrived to the field.
她在对的时间走到对的地方，遇到对的人。
And so she was able to walk to the right place at the right time and meet the right person.
这个三个对啊，合起来就不是巧合。
And these three rights is not a mere coincidence.
这个是神的安排。
This is the wonderful arrangement of God.
所以为什么人会去看那个拜的看得见的偶像呢？会去拜他呢
？So why is it today that many people worship that visible god, those idols?
因为觉得看得见的比较实在。
Because what they can see, they feel it is more certain.
那来到教会，神在哪里
？But when they come to our church, they can't see our invisible God.
看不见。
They can't find God. Where is He?
所以看不见就觉得不实在。
And so when they see that God is invisible.They think God does not exist.
我要怎么把我的前途交给一个看不见的神？
How can I entrust my future to an invisible God I cannot see?
那在以斯帖记就告诉我们。
But this is shown to us in the book of Esther.
神虽然看不见。
Though God is not visible.
但是神爱对我们的爱是没有改变。
But His love to us never changes.
虽然他是沉默的，但是他一直在预备。我们的前面的道路。
And though he may be silent to us, he continues to prepare our path.
只要我们全力的信靠他。
And we're willing to wholly trust in him and to follow him.
就有很多看起来像巧合的事情发生，其实这是神的带领跟安排。
We'll continue to meet wonderful coincidences in our life that we know are the arrangement of God.
这个是我们对神应该有的信心，也是我们可以体验到实际的恩典。
And this should be practical ways we can apply our faith and to experience God in our daily life.
在诗篇里面有一句话说，神的话试炼约瑟。
There is a word in Psalms that says that the word of God tests Joseph.
为什么？
And how is this?
因为这个约瑟在年纪轻的时候，
Because when Joseph was young,
他就看到异象。
He saw many dreams and visions.
众星向他下拜。
He saw how the stars bowed down to him.
连那个稻草也向他这边倒过来。
Even the stalks of grain worshipped him.
这个已经预言他将来要变成什么样的人。
And this already foretold of his future.
但是从他十七岁开始，他所遭遇的完全不一样。
Yet after he was 17 years old, what he experienced in life was completely opposite of what he dreamed.
他要听爸爸的话。
When he obeyed his father.
去看他哥哥。
And to visit his brothers.
他哥哥嫉妒，好像火在烧。
The jealousy of his brothers were like a fire burning within.
你看，我们大家都穿这么破的衣服，只有他有一件彩衣。
Look at our dirty, torn robes, but look at his beautiful rainbow coat.
把他杀掉吧。
We want to kill him.
当时一个兄弟心比较好，说不要了，杀掉不好，把他卖掉。
And there was a more kind brother who said, "Let's not murder. He's our own brother. Let's just sell him into slavery."
但是这后面都有神在带领。
But in every action, there was the quiet preparation of God.
那卖给谁？
And who did they sell Joseph too.
刚好有人从那里过就卖给他。
And anyone who happened to pass by, they sold it.
就把他带到埃及去。
And these slave traders brought him to Egypt.
那就卖到波提法的家。
And he was eventually sold to the household of Potiphar.
约瑟怎么想也想不通。
And Joseph could never understand.
我不是说神说众星向我下拜，今天怎么会跑到这里当仆人？
Didn't I dream of the fact that God said that the stars and the moon and sun shall bow down to me? How is it that I'm landed here as a slave?
神还是沉默的，神没有出声安慰他。约瑟啊，不要害怕，你将来变宰相。没有，沉默。
God was silent to him. God never encouraged him or comforted him, saying, "Don't worry. In the future, you will be a prime minister."
但是虽然沉默，神一直在带领，一直在预备。
And though God was silent to him, yet God continued to do His work of preparation and to lead His way.
那约瑟很爱神，很敬畏神。
And Joseph loved God and he revered God.
虽然他有机会犯罪，他不敢犯罪。
And though he had the opportunity to sin against God, but he chose not to.
那因为这个样子，他下到监牢。
And because of this, he was even demoted into the jail.
因为遵行神的旨意而受苦。
Due to the submission to God's commandment, he had to suffer.
神啊，你为什么不救我？
And he may have thought, Why, God, you do not save me?
你为什么不听我的祷告呢？
Why do you not listen to my prayers?
你跟我的启示，跟我现在的遭遇不一样啊。
Well, your inspirations to me are different than what I'm experiencing right now.
有一天，约瑟回头看。
But one day when Joseph turns and looks at his whole life,
他回头看他过去所走的路程，其实都是神的预备。
He can see that every step of his way in his life was adequately prepared by God.
请看创世纪的五十章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 50.
创世纪的五十章。
Genesis 50.
十九节。
Verse 19.
从前你们的意思是要害我。但神的意思原来是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。
Verse 20, but as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring it about as it is today to save many people alive.
你们意思要害我，这是不好的。
Originally, you meant evil against me, and this was bad.
但神的意思是好的。
But God meant it for good.
所以神默默在带领。
So we can see how God quietly led his life.
要救许多人的性命。
It is to save many people's lives.
所以在当时以斯帖记里面。
This is the same situation in the book of Esther.
当时以色列百姓遇到极大的困难。
When the Israelites met great crisis.
因为王打算把他们全部都杀掉。
Because the decree of the king was to eliminate all Jews.
因为哈曼用这个不好的计谋。
Because Haman used a evil plot and scheme.
那神就带领以斯帖在最好的一个职位里面，这样来拯救以色列百姓。
He set a day to destroy the Jews. Yet God was able to use Esther to turn back this command and to save her people.
所以圣经的教训、古代古信徒的体验，以及我们现在很多人的体验，都告诉我们。
And so from all the experience of these forefathers and all these characters in the Bible, and today all the experiences that we have in the members, they're all witnesses to tell us.
虽然神是沉默的，我们怎么祷告，怎么哀求，好像神没有回应，但是神都在带领，都在预备。
That maybe at times when we're praying, crying out to God, it seems that God is silent, that He's not responding to us. Actually, He's still working in the background, preparing our future.
有一天我们回头过来看，会满心的感谢。
One day when we turn back and look, we will be filled with thanksgiving to our God.
这是我们可以学到的一个很重要的优点。
And so this is a very important point and lesson we can learn from the book of Esther.
第二个。
And second lesson.
我们可以从以斯帖的身上看到责任与机会。
We can learn from Esther her duty and her responsibility.
责任
Her sense of duty.
Responsibility 跟机会。
Sense of responsibility and opportunity.
我们看以斯帖记第四章。
Let's look at Esther chapter 4.
以斯帖记第四章。
Esther chapter 4.
十三节。
Verse 13.
莫迪改托人回复以斯帖说，你莫想在王宫里强过一切犹大人，免得这祸。十四节。
Verse 14.
你若闭口不言，犹大人 必从别人啊别处得啊解救，蒙拯救，你跟你的父家必灭亡。渊知你得王后的位分，不是为着现今的机会吗？
Verse 13, and Mordecai told them to answer Esther, do not think in your heart that you will escape in the king's palace any more than all the other Jews. For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place, but you and your father's house will perish.
当王下命令要把犹太人都杀掉。
And so when the king gave the command to kill all the Jews,
谁最安全？
Who is the most safe in her position?
以斯帖最安全。
Esther was in the most secure location.
因为她住在王宫里呢，她是王的太太。
She is the wife of the king. She is living, dwelling in the palace.
所以她最安全。
And so she was the most secure, it seems.
那变成王的太太，这是神的带领，这是神的恩典。
For her to become the queen, the wife of the king, that is the grace of God.
但是神把以斯帖放在那个职位，是神有他的目的在里面。
But for God to put her in that position, it had its purpose of God.
那这个神的目的就是以斯帖的责任。
And so God's purpose becomes the responsibility of Esther.
所以恩典就是责任。
And so blessings are our responsibility.
一方面我们得到神很多恩典。
And on one hand receive many blessings from God.
一方面我们要知道这个恩典就是责任。
On the other hand, we need to recognize that these blessings are our responsibilities.
我们现在讲财主跟拉撒路。
When we talk about the rich man and Lazarus,
拉撒路有没有钱奉献？
Did Lazarus have any money to make offering to God?
他连吃饭都没有。
He didn't even have money for food.
他要吃财主桌上掉下来的。
He had to eat the crumbs that fell off the rich man's table.
他怎么有钱去奉献？
How does he have money to offer?
因为神没有给他，他就没有这个责任。
If God gave him no money, he has no obligation to offer.
那神给越多，责任就越大。
But to those that God gave more, the greater their responsibilities will be.
所以我们在一年的结束，我们在数算神的恩典。
So in our conclusion, reviewing our last year, reviewing our blessings.
我满心感谢神，真的很爱我们，祝福每一个人。
Of course, we give thanks that God has given us many blessings.
但是每一个我们算过的恩典都是责任。
But every blessing he has showered upon us has become a responsibility we must bear.
将来神要算账。
One day God will settle his account with us.
那得五千的是不是赚了五千？
That those who have gained five talents, have they gained another five more talents?
那得两千的是不是赚了两千？
Has the one who has received two talents gained another two talents?
但是有的神只给他一千。
And those that have received only one talent from the Lord.
为什么他不能进到天国的筵席？
Why was he unable to enter the feast in the kingdom of God?
虽然他的恩典很小。
And though his blessing responsibility was small,
他只有一千。
He had only one talent.
但是他没有尽他的责任。
Because he was not diligent in fulfilling his responsibility.
所以今天我们教会要发展。
So today for our church to prosper,
我们每一个人要想清楚神给我们的责任是什么。
Everyone must consider carefully what is the responsibility and mission that God has given us in our life.
在第二章里面，以斯帖其实什么都没有。
As we can see in Esther chapter 2, it seemed like she had nothing.
但是到了第九章。
But then when it comes to Esther chapter 9,
以斯帖竟然能够把哈曼把他除掉。
Yet Esther was able to annihilate Haman and his family.
那到底这个是为什么？
And how is this happening?
这就是神给他一个恩典。
This is because of the grace that came from the Lord.
这个恩典就是从一个很普通的女孩子被提拔到变成王的太太。
Her grace was to pull her from an ordinary maiden into the queen, the wife of the king.
所以莫迪改提醒她，你今天当王后，不要想说你在这里享受生活就好了。这个你不会死。那这样你就不管了。
So Mordecai reminded her, just because you are elevated to the queen today, doesn't mean that you can just enjoy yourself securely in your position.
如果今天你有这个职务，你有这个恩典，但是你不尽责任，你跟你的全家会灭亡。
But today, if you enjoy this grace and you do not fulfill your duty, you and your family will be perished.
神还有其他的方法能够把以色列百姓救出来。
God will save his people through another means.
所以这个就是对他一个提醒。
And this was a reminder to Esther.
恩典就是责任。
Grace is responsibility.
但是责任也需要有机会。
But responsibility requires opportunity to fulfill.
如果他当王后， 王都不要杀以色列百姓，那他就没有这个机会了。
If she became queen, but there was never any chance where the king was going to eliminate the Jews, then all this story would not have happened.
那刚好王要杀以色列百姓，所以这就是他的机会。
So it happened just so that there was the opportunity where the king was about to kill her people, that she could come in and save her people.
那当他利用了这个机会。
When she grabs hold of this opportunity
来救以色列百姓,
to save her people, the Jews,
她得到更大的恩典,
she gained even greater reward from God.
所以今天, 我们要来思想, 我们的责任跟我们的机会。
So today we must consider carefully our personal responsibility that God has given to us and the opportunities laid out.
请看创世纪十八章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 18.
创世纪十八章。
Genesis 18.
第一节
Verse
1十八章第一节
Genesis 18 verse
1神在曼利的橡树那里向亚伯拉罕显现出来，那时正热，亚伯拉罕坐在帐篷门口。
The Lord appeared to him by the terebinth trees of Mamre as he was sitting in a tent door in the heat of the day.
第二节
Verse 2
举目观看，见有三个人在对面站着，他一见就从帐篷门口跑去迎接他们，俯伏在地。
So he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, three men were standing by him. And when he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them and bowed himself to the ground.
这个天气很热的时候
，during the time when the day was very hot.
亚伯兰坐在帐篷门口。
Abraham sat at the entrance of his tent.
他看到有三个人从那里过。
Then he beheld three men.Walking by.
那第一节解释说，这是神向亚伯兰显现。
First verse explained that this was the appearance of the Lord to Abraham.
就是要考验亚伯拉罕有没有尽他的责任。
This is to test whether or not Abraham had fulfilled his responsibility.
那亚伯兰看到这三个人，他就很同情。
And when he saw these three men in the heat of the day, he was very compassionate.
天气这么热，怎么办？
It was such a hot day. What can he do for them?
他也可以假装没有看到，让他们过去了。
He could pretend he didn't see these three people and just let them pass.
但是他就去接待他们。
But then he went and received them.
就在接待当中。
As he was receiving these three people,
那三个人就中有一个就应许他要生一个儿子。
Now one of the three made a promise that he will receive a son.
他就得到恩典了。
And this is how he received his blessing.
所以我们做得到的善事，有时候机会来到，我们不能够逃脱。
So when the opportunity comes for us to do something good, we need to do it.
有时候我们在看社会上很多人在行善，我们真的很感动。
And many times we're touched by stories of how other people show charity.
虽然很有钱，做很多的善事。
Even though they are wealthy, they will take the time and energy and wealth to spend and help others.
那今天我们是神的选民。
Today, we are the chosen people of God.
神在各方面给我们很多的祝福。
God has given us all sorts of blessings in every aspect.
我们一定要了解这是责任。
We have to understand this is a responsibility.
有机会就要把这个责任尽完。
We must fulfill our responsibility.
那这样我们会得到神更大的福气。
When we have the opportunity, so we can receive greater blessings from God.
马可福音十四章。
In Mark chapter 14.
马可十四章。
Mark 14。
第七节。
Verse 7。
因为常有穷人和你们同在，要向你们行善，随时都有，可有，只是你们不常有我。
For you have poor with you always, and whenever you wish, you may do them good. But me, you do not have always.
这里讲玛利亚。
And here speaks about Mary.
玛利亚，是啊，她有一个香膏。
Mary had a costly jar of alabaster oil.
把握机会。
She took the opportunity.
把它倒在主耶稣的身上。
To pour it on the body of Jesus.
所以主耶稣说，她是为安葬的所预备的。
And so Lord Jesus said she was preparing for his burial.
所以不论到哪里，到普天下都要纪念啊，对传说这个女人所做的善事。
And wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, this story of this woman will be told as a memorial to her.
有时候我们在自己的家庭里面
Sometimes when we're in our own family,
比方说我们的父母年纪大。
When our parents are elderly,
这是机会。
This is our opportunity.
什么时候要过去不知道。
We don't know when they will pass on.
那如果能够把握机会，多花时间跟父母在一起。
We can grab the opportunity to spend more time with our elderly parents.
有时候父母过去，我们就心里不会太内疚。
And that way, when our parents pass on, we will not feel so guilty within.
那有时候我们的孩子跟我们在一起也是机会。
And the times when our children can spend with us is also the opportunity.
因为这个时间越来越短。
Because the time becomes shorter every day.
有一天他们就出去了。
One day they will fly away.
所以我们的责任要把握机会。
And so it is our responsibility to grab hold this opportunity now.
一旦搬出去，影响力就越来越小。
Once they move out of the nest, we have less influence over them.
所以我们看以斯帖记里面莫迪改对以斯帖讲的，让我们了解恩典就是责任。
And so we understand from the exhortation of Mordecai to Esther that grace is a duty, is a responsibility.
然后要找有的机会到了，要把它用出来。
And when we have this opportunity, we must grab it to use it for God.
那我们回到第四章。
Let's turn back to Esther chapter 4, verse 16.
你当去招聚苏珊城所有的犹太人，为我禁食三昼三夜，不吃不喝。我和我的宫女也要这样禁食，然后我违例去见王，我若死了就不算了吧。
Go gather all the Jews who are present in Shushan and fast for me, neither eat nor drink for 3 days, night or day. My maids and I will fast likewise, and so I will go to the king, which is against the law. And if I perish, I perish.
因为根据当时的规定如果王没有召这个王后，王后不能去见王。
According to the law that day, the king never summoned the queen. She is not allowed to go meet him.
那如果没有召见他去见，有时候等于生命都会灭亡。
If she goes to meet him on her own will, the king may even execute her.
那现在他已经三十天了，他没有见到王。
But it has already been 30 days when she had last saw the king.
那他现在就要见到王，他才能够跟王来求救以色列百姓。
But if she did not meet the king, how can she even plead for her life and her people's lives?
所以他现在要做什么？
And so what can she do?
他要尽他应该做的准备。
She must do the best she can to prepare,
就是他的责任。
And to fulfill her duty.
因此他叫请大家跟他禁食祷告三昼三夜。
So she requested that all Jews in Shushan to fast and pray with her 3 days, three nights.
他也要这样做。
And she too will do it with her maids.
就是他做得到应该尽的本分。
She was diligent in meeting what she can do.
那王会不会杀掉他呢？这个在乎神。
And whether or not the king will kill her, it is up to God.
这需要神的帮助。
And this requires the help from God.
所以后来真的王没有杀掉他。
And at the end, the king did not kill her.
而且王给他一个机会，让他求什么。
And the king also gave her the opportunity to ask for a wish.
因此我们就看到王给他这个机会之前，是他尽他本应该做的本分。
So before the king was able to grant her a wish, Esther did everything she could to fulfill her duty.
有时候我们常常会想为什么我信耶稣好像别人得这么多恩典，我好像没有。
And sometimes as Christians we may think, how come other members seem to have so much more blessings than I have?
有时候我们常常会想，圣经里面讲不是信耶稣家庭会很和睦，为什么好像我们的家庭不是很和睦？
And didn't the Bible say that after we believe in Jesus, our family will have peace? Why is it our family has no harmony or peace?
那想到最后，我们如果想不通就不需要信了，一样。
And if we keep thinking like this negatively, then we'll think that it's useless to believe in God because this is useless.
其实是我们忘记了。我们要得神的恩典、神的帮助之前，有我们的本分。
But we have forgotten that before we can receive the grace from God, we must meet our responsibility.
我们做得到要尽量做，做不到的神帮助我们。
We must do whatever we can do to fulfill our responsibility before God will do His part.
那有时候是因为我们本分没有尽，所以体会不到神的帮助。
But when we have not met our duties of our part, then God cannot do what His part requires.
比方说，以色列百姓 已经走到迦南地旁边。
For example, when the Israelites came to the border of Canaan,
其实神已经把迦南地给他。
God has already intended to grant the land of Canaan to them.
但是他的责任就是要进去。
But their responsibility was to enter into that land.
他不敢进去。
But they were afraid.
人的本分他不敢进。
They were cowardly. They didn't want to enter into battle for that land.
所以就进不去啊。
And so they were unable to enter Canaan.
那40年以后。
And, but until 40 years later.
哎，他们就很有信心了。
That's when they had their full faith.
啊，他们脚一踏到约旦河，河水就分开。
When they stepped into River Jordan, the Jordan River parted for them.
那攻耶利哥也是一样。
And when they fought in Jericho, it was the same.
人的本分是什么？
And what is man's duty?
抬着约柜绕耶利哥。
It was to just carry that ark and to walk around the city 7 times.
这个约柜是有重量的。
And this ark was heavy.
要绕耶利哥也辛苦的。
And it was suffering to have to walk around, march around the city of Jericho so many days.
等大家把本分尽了，大叫一声，耶利哥就倒了。这个就是神的帮助。
When everyone has met their part and done the best they could, this is the time for God.
所以有时候我们讲说啊，我好像有个罪在我里面当王。
And sometimes we may think, of, I have a sinful nature within.
为什么我信耶稣，主耶稣没有把我的罪拿掉呢？
Why is it that when I believe in Jesus, Jesus did not remove this sinful nature?
信耶稣没有用了。
It's useless to believe in Jesus.
其实不是这样。
Actually, that's not the case.
我们有没有尽我们的本分去祷告？
Have we tried our best to do a prayer?
每天认真祷告。
Pray diligently every single day.
那当我被圣灵充满，
and when we're filled with the Holy Spirit,
神的帮助就来了，耶利哥就倒了。
Then the help from God will come, and Jericho will fall.
所以当我们尽我们本分做不到的，神就用他的恩典来补足。
And whatever we cannot achieve in our own power, God will fulfill and supply.
那我们的生活就充满着神恩典的体验。
And then we'll be filled with the blessing of God in our daily lives.
我们希望教会能够进步。
We would like this church to prosper.
比方说我们四月份有灵恩布道会。
To advance, especially in light of our spiritual convocation coming up in April.
那我们的本分是什么？
But what is our duty?
第一个。
Firstly,
我们大家努力的祷告。
We must diligently pray for this event.
这个是我们的本分。
This is our responsibility.
第二个。
Secondly,
我们要尽量带慕道朋友来。
We must do our best to bring others to friends to church.
好像我昨天晚上布道会有很多的慕道朋友，这个就是我们要尽量去做的结果。
Just as last night when we had many visitors come, it was what we were doing in our duty.
那我们就尽量做，尽量祷告，加上神的帮助，我们一定看到宣道工作会进步的。
And so we diligently pray, we diligently invite others, and then the rest is up to God to bless.
所以在以斯帖记我们学到什么？
And so what have we learned in the book of Esther?
第一个
，Firstly，
我们学到神的沉默与预备。
We learn about the silence and the preparation of God。
第二个
，Secondly，
我们学到神的恩典就是人的责任。
We learn that the blessing of God is the responsibility of man。
当机会来到，要把这个责任尽下尽完。
When we have this opportunity, we must fulfill our responsibility。
第三个。
Thirdly,
当我们尽我们的责任，神的帮助就临到。
Once we fulfill our responsibility, then God's grace will come.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
151首。